All right, day 314, day 327, since your president, Joey, said and promised that he wouldn't abandon Americans and our Afghan allies behind enemy lines in the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan. He left them all there. And oh, by the way, speaking of military equipment and the Second Amendment rights that were reinstated yesterday by the U.S. Supreme Court, he left behind billions and billions of dollars in the most sophisticated weaponry and modern warfare technology that you could ever imagine. What a dope on top of everything else. All right, 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of this extravaganza. As I've been telling you, it was just a matter of if. I assume that the draft opinion was going to turn out the way it did. Roe v. Wade has now been overturned. Let me start in a little different area so you really completely understand this. Put aside all the demagoguery, all of the hyperbole, all of the outright lying that is taking place in the country. Abortion has not been outlawed in the United States of America. As a matter of fact, Sam Alito, writing for the majority, and Justice Kavanaugh in his comments and others are very, very clear that this decision will not impact any other right with the Supreme Court. This is a very specific decision. The first thing you've got to take note of is the consistency of this current court, except maybe with the exception of John Roberts, who ostensibly, you know, was willing to uphold the Mississippi statute of a 15-week law that you had to have an abortion by 15 weeks. It would be legal up to that point, not later. And then suggesting, but they didn't have to go as far as to overturn Roe v. Wade. So that was his argument. But I've always looked at him as political on the court, unfortunately, as the Chief Justice. But for all practical purposes, this notion, this idea that abortion is illegal or going to be outlawed is just a lie. That women's rights will be taken away is a lie. It will now go back to the states. It is where it is now. And the states will decide. Now, why is that? Well, every law that we have, its foundation is our Constitution. It's predicated on our Constitution. That's where we as conservatives look to find out what the original intent of our framers and founders were. They couldn't be any more clear than they were. Like, for example, there's a lot of consistency between yesterday's ruling on your Second Amendment rights and the right to carry in the case overruling this New York law, overturning that New York law, and giving people the right, because the right is stated, it is enumerated in the Constitution. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. In other words, you have a right to protect yourself. And the justices in that case, that was a 6-3 decision. You know, were very, very clear that people have a right to self-defense. You know, it's amazing that most of the people that don't want we, the people, to have the right to self-defense, all these politicians, especially high-ranking ones, have all the armed security that you could ever want in life. That was my point when I made it to Bill de Blasio when he was in my studio one day. So what they're saying, so states now will make up their minds based on what the population of their state wants. The difference between yesterday's decision and today's decision on abortion, very, very simple. It's very fundamental and it's very basic. It's not a complicated legal principle. It's that the Second Amendment is a specific enumerated right in our Constitution bestowed on every single American. In the case of Roe v. Wade, And even Ruth Bader Ginsburg acknowledged this was from day one bad law. It was not constitutionally based. It was pretty much made up out of thin air. You don't have an enumerated right like the right to keep and to bear arms in our Constitution. Now, in their wisdom, our framers, our founders, they were pretty smart people. Now, you know, They put into place our Ninth Amendment, our Tenth Amendment, in such cases where you don't have enumerated rights in the Constitution, then it goes back to the states. And then the states will decide. And in this case, the Supreme Court rightly sent it back to the states. Now, there's going to be many states that will have very liberal abortion laws. I can predict New York and California and Illinois and New Jersey. You know, all the liberal states will have very liberal abortion laws. And I doubt there's ever going to be any restriction of any kind whatsoever that would prevent people from even getting a late-term abortion in those states if that is what they choose to do. And I know that the left thinks that this is going to be the biggest campaign issue in the midterm. It's not. They think they're going to be able to run on Roe v. Wade by demagoguing it, lying to women, because I've heard nothing but this all day when watching TV. We'll play a montage later, the media mob and the Democrats, and how women's rights, this has been a setback for women's rights. None of what they're saying is true. None of which this, of what they're saying is accurate. They're just outright lying. But they think they're going to run on the right of Roe v. Wade, on abortion, on the Second Amendment, on the January 6 hearings. There's no committee for the 574 riots that killed dozens of Americans, injured thousands of cops, and caused billions of property damage. Why would we ever be that intellectually honest and consistent? And they think they're going to run on, of course, then the usual Democratic playbook, which is Republicans are racist and they're sexist and they're misogynistic and they're homophobic and xenophobic and now transphobic and they want dirty air and water. Those are the four things they'll run on. They can't run on the economy. They can't run on a 41-year high of inflation. They can't run on record high gas prices. What they're not factoring in is Americans between now and Election Day, in spite of all the demagoguery that you're going to hear tonight and in the weeks to come, Americans will figure out abortion in America is still legal. That if they want one, they're going to be able to find one. Maybe they have to travel, but they'll still be able to get one. And there'll be liberal groups out there that provide funding for people that may not be able to travel to a different state. Mark my words, that will be a fact. It's not a guess on my part. Now, on another side of this, you know, in the end, again, if we're just being objective, putting aside whether you're pro-life, you consider yourself pro-life, consider yourself pro-choice. I know many people that say that they're pro-choice. I don't know anybody, not one person, except lunatics out there that would agree, for example, with Governor Northam and that idiotic comment that he made. Well, first we'll let the baby be born and we'll make the baby comfortable. And then the doctor and the mom can have will make a decision about whether the baby lives. That's actually called murder. There are some states that allow abortion up to the moment a woman's about to give birth. That would be called infanticide. So you have really, really extreme positions. The people that I know that say that they're pro-choice, they're kind of in the abortion should be legal, very rare, and very early. I don't know anybody that supports this partial birth abortion nonsense. Because you're talking now about a viable fetus that could live outside the mother's womb. And that was one of the other fallacies of Roe v. Wade in terms of, you know, medical technology and science and, you know, our advancement with premature birth. I mean, we're now able to save the lives of these premature children, you know, much earlier than we did than 1973 when Roe was first issued. There's one other big part in all of this. You know, there's an argument that can be made here that this decision will really not have an effect at all in pro-choice, quote, states. I'm using their term, pro-abortion states like New York and California. The majority of abortions, most people are probably not even aware of this, nationwide now take place in people's home. It's called an abortion pill. The Guttmacher Institute, for example, they pointed out it started in 2000 when the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved the abortion pill as a method of abortion. Research from the Guttmacher Institute shows that 20 years after its introduction, medication abortion accounted for more than half of all abortions in the U.S. And specifically, in preliminary data from the Guttmacher Institute's periodic census of all known abortion providers show that in the year 2020, the last year they have data for it, medication abortions accounted for 54% of all abortions in the country. That is the first time the medication abortion crossed the threshold to become the majority of all abortions, and a significant jump up from the previous study in 2017, 3 years earlier, when it was only 39% when they first started, had previously reported this data. Now, this new data point powerfully illustrates that this medication abortion has gained broad acceptance from both abortion patients and providers, and it underscores how central this method has become to the U.S. abortion provision because of their track record of, quote, being safe and effective, if you believe in that or make that choice yourself. Currently, this is used for up to 10 weeks of pregnancy. Most people know in 10 weeks if they're pregnant or not. Anyway, the FDA approved that limit based on research the agency reviewed at the time. Additional research, by the way, shows the provision beyond 10 weeks is also safe and effective, and some providers still administer the, quote, medication abortion off-label after that point in pregnancy. So I'm just trying to give you some perspective. I mean, you've got the typical left-wing lunacy out there. You know, the Bette Midlers of the world. Get ready, gays, you're next. They actually, if you ever took the time to read something, would see that the justices in the majority in this case very specifically said this will not apply. This only applies to this case and this case alone. No other rights. And they even go, and Justice Kavanaugh went to great pains to add, that doesn't mean that states can't have liberal abortion laws. It doesn't mean, he basically laid out for them the roadmap where they can do all of this constitutionally. You know, what everybody should be fearful of is, you know, these crazy groups like Jane's Revenge and all the groups that have been involved in all these attacks against pro-life centers and the threats that were made prior to this ruling coming out today. But anyway, they're talking about unleashing a summer of rage all across the country. Now the leash is off, the group said. But, you know, and then they said from here on forward, any anti-choice group who closes their doors and stops operating will no longer be a target. It says, but until you do, it is open season, and we know where your operations are. The infrastructure of the enslavers will not survive. We will never stop, back down, slow down, or retreat. And, of course, they've been putting out flyers specifically making threats. And violence and destruction of property of no place in our country, according to the White House. So, you know, we got to be on the lookout because it's already now we've seen Molotov cocktails and pro-life centers being attacked all around the country in the lead up to this decision based on the draft opinion that was leaked. Listen, one way you can save money in these inflationary times is through your cell phone. And I'm talking about if you're still using a big carrier, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, you got to know you're paying too much and you can get the exact same service with the exact same cell towers with the exact same 5G network and pay about half the price with the average family saving close to $1,000 a year and some families even saving much more. That's right, for the exact same service. It takes 10 minutes. You can be switched over to Pure Talk. It's simple, it's easy, and it's the exact same coverage. All you have to do is dial #250 on your cell phone. Say the keyword save now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month if you do it now. That's right. It's a money, no risk, money back guarantee. You'll never regret it. Save money for the exact same service. #250, keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk.